Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 58. What if you didn't need money or attention? And Compass in Your Gut by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
What's up, oldies? Don't worry, I'm not being mean and actually calling you old. Old stands for Optimal Living Daily, and so if you're a subscriber to this podcast, then you're an oldie. And if you're not, then why aren't you? You get 10 minutes or so of free content every day from some of the biggest blogs out there. And today is no exception. It's Sivers Sunday again. If you don't know who Derek Sivers is, I recommend checking out episode 44. That was the first Sivers Sunday ever on the show, and I also talk about why he's my special friend, or brother from another mother, or soulmate. Don't tell him that. I don't want to weird him out. So anyway, I dove into his blog and found a couple of posts that are somewhat related. They're about what we do with our lives, or choose to do with our lives, I should say. Both great posts that'll make you think. But real quick, if you want to be a super nice oldie and show your support for the show, you can for free. And not only that, you actually get stuff from me. You get an automated Excel spreadsheet to help you track expenses. You get entered to win a book every month. You get a cool retirement planner calculator, a video tutorial I made, again, all free. And all you have to do is text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222 and you'll be in. If you don't like texting, you can always visit oldpodcast.com to sign up that way as well. And that's it. So let's get Sivers Sunday rolling and start optimizing your life. What if you didn't need money or attention? By Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. You know that feeling you have after a big meal, where you're so full that you really actively don't want anything more? Ever wonder what that would feel like in other parts of your life? We do so many things for the attention, to feel important or praised. But what if you had so much attention and so much praise that you couldn't possibly want any more? What would you do then? What would you stop doing? We do so many things for the money. It's so deeply built in our culture that it takes a real effort to realize it's the reason behind so many of our actions. But what if you had so much money that you couldn't possibly want anymore? What would you do then? What would you stop doing? And then, if you stop doing all these things you're just doing for the money or the attention, what's left? Who are you if you don't do these things? Many of my friends are touring musicians. One has been quite unhappy with it lately. She realized it was once a dream, but now she's doing it for the fear of being forgotten. But if she stops, what's left? She's defined herself by this pursuit for so long. Many of my friends are entrepreneurs. A few have mentioned this deep, hollow, conflicted feeling. Their business ideas are not things the world wants. They're following the current tech entrepreneur stereotype, building social apps and pursuing investors. They're hating it and having to admit they're doing it only for the jackpot. But if they stop, what's left? If you were completely satiated, then what? After an understandable period of relaxing, what would you pursue? Not just sit around and do nothing, because that's still just relaxing. I mean after that, when you're ready to be useful to others again. What would you do then if you didn't need the money and didn't need the attention? Yes, we need money to live. We need attention to live too. But I find it healthy to make sure they are just side effects of doing good work or living a good life. Compass in Your Gut by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. I consider this the most important lesson I've ever learned. For years, I let smart people talk me into things that just weren't right for me. I'll bet you have too. I went down wrong paths, doing something I wasn't excited about because someone or something convinced me it was what I should be doing. Then I finally figured out something that's made all the difference, and I've been happier and more successful since. There's a compass in your gut that points two directions, exciting and draining. No matter what advice anyone gives you, no matter how smart the person telling you what to do, you need to let this compass override your other decisions. Whatever excites you, go do it. Whatever drains you, stop doing it. For example, many musicians get into business because they love playing their instrument. They love it so much they want to do it for a living. But then well-meaning advice givers say, quote, "If you're going to be in the music business, you have to read this book on music business law, and you have to learn networking skills and marketing and accounting and writing good newsletters and blah, blah, blah," unquote. Soon the musicians are spending all their time doing everything but playing their instrument and decide it's not worth it. They give up, get a dumb job, and lose interest in their instrument because a career in music now seems tedious and overwhelming. But nothing is worth losing your enthusiasm. Nothing. Whatever excites you, go do it. Whatever drains you, stop doing it. You have to pay close attention to that compass, even in little day-to-day decisions. You get offered a gig. They're on the phone waiting for an answer. Is it exciting you or draining you? You hear about some new technology. People say you need to check out this new app. Is it exciting you or draining you? If it doesn't excite you, don't do it. There's almost nothing that you must do. Whatever drains you, someone somewhere is excited about doing. Find them and let them do it. Work towards this ideal and soon you'll be doing only what excites you the most all day. Then you'll find that doors open for you, opportunities come your way, and life seems to go easier because you're doing what you're meant to do. You just listened to the post titled, "What If You Didn't Need Money or Attention?" and "Compass in Your Gut," both by Derek Sivers of Sivers.org. There you have it. Not one, but two posts from Derek's blog that'll make you think. And if you haven't seen his TED Talks, you might want to check those out. They're really good. He does have over 5 million views of them. So yeah, check those out on YouTube. If I had 5 million oldies listening to this podcast, I don't know what I would do. But I don't need that. All I need is you. And that makes it worth it. You know, sometimes I go a little nuts recording, and if you'd like to save me from that insanity, you can show your support for this massive project by joining my weekly email newsletter. It's not your typical newsletter, it's more like a few bullet points with some life hacks and other fun stuff. So you can join that by texting OPTIMAL to 44222, or you can join through my site, oldpodcast.com, where you can also become a patron of the show by contributing any amount you like to keep this thing running. So once again, to join the newsletter, text OPTIMAL to 44222 or visit me online at oldpodcast.com. Thank you for joining me today. Tomorrow will likely be another edition of Minimalist Monday, but until then, your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.